Today's a memorial, St. Peter Claver, and he was the apostle to the slaves, to the black slaves, the African slaves that were brought to Colombia, northern part of South America, and how appropriate he could be for our day here in America. Not that the blacks are mistreated, but that there's all the racial tensions, and he is the patron for the missions to the blacks, to the African Americans. He was proclaimed patron by Pope Leo XIII when Pope Leo XIII canonized him in 1888. But he was born in 1564 in Spain and studied in Spain in the seminary, but wasn't ordained until he went to Colombia, which was called Cartagena at the time. But he became a Jesuit in 1602 in Spain, and one of his Jesuit friends was St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, who had the inspiration for Peter Claver to go to the missions in America. And so, you know, from his own inspirations as well, he heeded that call to go to the missions, and so he went there and encountered the terrible slave trade, which had already been going on for 100 years in Colombia. The Spanish settlers there were, running plantations and running gold mines and needed workers for that, and they first tried the Indians, but the Indians couldn't handle that kind of difficult work and died as a result, and they were, of course, oppressed and enslaved, and obviously they couldn't handle that kind of work, so they went to the blacks in Africa. They went to Guinea and Congo and Angola, those places, and got the black people there and enslaved them, not just on their own, but the black leaders there, the kings and the tribal leaders engaged in giving their own people to the slave owners there. So they were just as bad because of the selling their own people for money. And so the ships would ship the black people over to Colombia, and they would go 500, 800 people in a ship, thrown into the bottom of the ship, where they had very little light and no air, very little air there, and live in the squalid conditions, as you can imagine. And they were shipped over there, and usually they would, a third of the slaves would die on the way. It took them 2 months to make the trip. And they were brought over there. They say about 1,000 slaves would come over per month, so 10,000 per year were brought there over that period of time of slavery. And the popes and the missionaries and the moral leaders would speak against this, but they couldn't stop the slave trade because it was too lucrative. So all they could do was try to alleviate the sufferings of the slaves, the black people. Of course, St. Peter was one of the prime alleviators and missionaries who loved the slaves, and he called himself the slave of the black slaves forever. He said, "For the rest of my life, I will be their slave." And he ministered to them. He would bring food to them, delicacies, medicine, kindness, bring the sacraments to the slaves, and he would do it right up into the boats. He would go to the boats and, of course, serve their physical needs first and take care of the sick and those who were dying, and try to give them baptism, and he would try to bring baptism to any of the babies that were brought over that survived, bring baptism to them first. And he would tend to their needs, and he would bring interpreters because there were blacks from all these different countries and different tribes. They spoke many different languages. So we had many different interpreters who would interpret his words to them, and also he taught them catechism to catechize them. And St. Peter Clay, they had a predecessor whose name was Alphonsus Sandoval, and he was a Jesuit missionary as well, and he ministered to the slaves for 40 years before St. Peter Claver, and he did a lot of this work as well, but he mostly catechized in the plantations. He didn't really go to the squalor of the ships as St. Peter did. He went right up to them as soon as they came to the shores. This Alfonso, they say, baptized about and catechized about 30,000 of the slaves, and they say St. Peter Claver baptized and catechized over 300,000. So you imagine the zeal and the work that he did for 40 years. They both worked for about 40 years working for the slaves there in Colombia. And ironically, St. Peter Claver, at the end of his life, became sick and had a ex-slave supposedly take care of him, but he ended up abusing St. Peter, and St. Peter was neglected and pretty much forlorn to his death. In the last few months of his life, he was starved and mistreated by this ex-slave, and he never complained, and he accepted that as penance for his sins. So we have this great great missionary to the slaves, and might be good to mention that to the racial activists of this day, that the life of St. Peter Claver, and that he's the patron to the black people when they're being ministered to. So we ask for some of the spirit of charity from St. Peter Claver, and try to have this charity and bring it into our modern day, and the kind of charity we need to exercise today for our brothers and sisters, especially those in need.
Fructum ventris tuum.